This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Vaccine investigation.
After two people suffer allergic reactions.
The Biden pandemic plan.
Masking, vaccinations, opening schools.
Army vow on handling sexual assault.
It will change. It's going to change.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's a new investigation in the UK a day after the first coronavirus vaccine shots. CBS's Vicky Barker in London says some allergic reactions have popped up.
England's health service says two health workers with severe allergies suffered so-called anaphylactoid reactions to the Pfizer vaccine yesterday. Those reactions can include a rash, dizziness, and shortness of breath. The workers are said to be recovering well, but people with severe allergies to foods, medicines, or vaccines are now being told to avoid the Pfizer vaccine for now.
The Pfizer vaccine is one of two under consideration by the FDA. Health Secretary Alex Azar on CBS This Morning.
Moderna's advisory committee before the FDA is going to be a week from tomorrow. And again, if everything is on track, we could be releasing their vaccine within days. We're in late stage trials with AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. And so you could see results relatively soon from both of those.
There have now been more than 15 million COVID infections in the U.S. CBS's David Begnaud has the latest from Los Angeles. LA County has the most virus cases in the nation.
Here in California, some ICUs are now completely full. Some restaurant owners are openly defying a lockdown order, and that has triggered a ban on outdoor dining.
We're staying open outdoors. It's that simple.
That is Andrew Gruhl. He owns seven restaurants in Southern California. He says the state's order is unfairly targeting small businesses while allowing larger companies to still operate.
If the government wants people not to congregate outside and they truly want people to stay home, then everyone should stay home. 100%. People are still taking the virus very seriously. They're all wearing their masks. They're all socially distancing.
A public health board meeting in Boise, Idaho about a mask mandate ended abruptly because protesters were outside banging on the doors. One county commissioner said there was trouble at her home.
My 12-year-old son is home by himself right now, and there are protesters banging outside the door. Okay, I'm going to go home and make sure he's okay.
Well, CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us there's a new offering as lawmakers in Washington struggle with the parameters of a new virus relief bill.
The White House plan would offer a $600 direct payment to most Americans, but it would do away with a $300 per week unemployment benefit. Top Democratic leaders say they'd prefer to instead keep working with a bipartisan group of Senate negotiators.
A survey by Bankrate.com finds half of all households took an economic hit when the pandemic took hold. 42% say they've yet to bounce back to their pre-pandemic incomes. Well, CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the incoming administration is formulating a pandemic battle plan.
I'm going to speak directly to the American people. We need your help.
President-elect Joe Biden laying out his three-point plan to fight the pandemic as soon as he enters office, urging people to wear masks for 100 days, getting kids safely back to school, and carrying out 100 million COVID vaccinations.
100 million COVID vaccine shots in the first 100 days.
Mr. Biden warned the current administration's vaccination plan will fall short without additional funding.
There's a real chance the effort will slow and stall.
Dr. Anthony Fauci helped devise the new plan and gave the president-elect credit for leaving politics out of it.
We must lead with science.
Fauci skipped a vaccine summit hosted by President Trump, which featured no representatives from vaccine manufacturers.
Correspondent Stephen Portnoy says that gathering hosted by Mr. Trump featured a dose of politics.
At his White House vaccine summit, the president called on state legislatures and Supreme Court justices to step in.
Let's see if they have the courage to do what everybody in this country knows is right.
But in a simple one-sentence order, the Supreme Court turns down a GOP request to upend the certification of Joe Biden's victory in Pennsylvania. The court's unsigned order is being read as a signal that despite Mr. Trump's public pleas, the justices will not be acting on his behalf to overturn the will of the people.
And in Nevada, the state's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from the Trump campaign to overturn the election results. Joe Biden won the state by more than 33,000 votes. The cybersecurity firm FireEye reveals it was the victim of a major hack by what it calls a nation with top-tier offensive capabilities. FireEye is used by governments and companies all over the world to foil sophisticated hackers. It's feared the tools accessed by the hackers could be used to help launch cyber attacks elsewhere. The Army has fired or suspended 14 officers and soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, and has ordered policy changes after a year of murder, violence, and sexual assault and harassment. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell the issues are directly related to leadership failures.
I wanted to make this decision before January 20th. I did not want to pass this to my successor. People need us to perform. In this particular issue, we're not performing well, but we will get better.
We're hearing from one of actress Lori Loughlin's daughters about the college admissions scandal that landed her parents in prison.
I'm not trying to victimize myself. I don't want pity. We messed up.
Olivia J. Giannulli reveals her parents, Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli, did not tell her about the admissions scandal, but she quickly found details online and confronted them.
They didn't really have much to say except, like, I'm so sorry.
The social media influencer told Red Table Talk she initially didn't see anything wrong with her parents' $500,000 scheme.
I walked around my whole 20 years of life not realizing, like, you have insane privilege. You're like the poster child of white privilege, right? And you had no idea.
Carter Evans, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A new report by government climate experts finds wildfires in northern Russia were linked to warming in the Arctic. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says it was the second warmest year on record there.
During the summer, Arctic Ocean temperatures were 2 to 5 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. Now, this slowed the regrowth of sea ice during the autumn. All in all, the pace of change in the Arctic is faster than anything seen in thousands of years.
Google says the top searches for the year were for coronavirus and election results. Zoom, Chadwick Boseman, and murder hornets got our interest on the web, too. A congressional coronavirus survivor faced a new, unexpected challenge.
It was an embarrassing moment for Texas Republican Louie Gohmert.
I have been with our Afghan allies many times.
His tooth fell out in the middle of a press conference on Capitol Hill. The congressman didn't miss a beat. He quickly caught it with his tongue, tucked it away in his cheek, and kept speaking. Gohmert tweeted later, accusing reporters of being more interested in a temporary crown coming loose than they were in covering claims of election fraud by the president. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk revealed at a CEO conference that he's moved from California to Texas, and he's moved his private foundation there, too. At the very least, he'll save billions in taxes. California has the highest income tax in the country. Texas has no state income tax. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.